Booth. This is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, things are still not good in the old United States of America. We've got a president who has clearly lost, but in his mind, he's not going anywhere. And you've got Kim committing crimes very openly, calling people to help him commit what is essentially a coup. And even the media is going, well, what he's trying to do is a coup. We don't think it's going to work, but it's a coup. And he has a senator calling up election officials, trying to get them to commit crimes. And that's against the law. Lindsey Graham has apparently committed multiple felonies. Now, it's apparently now not against the law to commit crimes on behalf of the president, but soon it will be. The Supreme Court now has a ultra-wing conservative supermajority. That is absolutely terrifying. We've had some unbelievably extreme people under Trump, but we already had Justice Sam Alito. Now, when he was first nominated and put in, they referred to him as Scalito because he was so much like Scalia. And he went and did a speech at the Federalist Society National Lawyers Convention. Based on that speech, I think we should be starting to talk about him stepping down. He is a partisan hack and anything but an independent jurist. He complained about a broader ongoing assault on religious liberty. That's not taking place, but he said, in certain corners, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. No, it's not. That's a lie. And anyone who holds that position cannot render a fair verdict. He condemned the Obama administration's protracted campaign and unrelenting attack against the Little Sisters of the Poor. It wasn't an attack on them. It was wanting to give women access to contraception, with which the Little Sisters of the Poor, who were really just used in this whole thing, for the purpose of taking away contraceptive rights away from women in general. That's the end game. So if they can take some away now. He's also scientifically illiterate, because he said that Washington State required pharmacies to provide emergency contraception, which he said destroys an embryo after fertilization. That is scientifically illiterate. It is false. We should not have someone on the Supreme Court who is as scientifically illiterate as Alito is, because he's unable to render a fair judgment. What he wants is something that he's complained about gay people wanting, which is not true. He claims, oh, gay people want special rights. No, they don't. They want to be treated equally. These religions don't want to be treated equally. They want to have special rights. They want to be able to violate the law and do what they want, which basically telling other people how they can live their lives. The battle with the Little Sisters was absurd because they tried to accommodate them. It wasn't a big battle. They said, okay, all you got to do is fill out some paperwork and you'll be exempt. And they said, oh, no, paperwork's too hard to do. We can't do it. That's a burden. Because fairness and fairness is not at all what any of this is about. It's about taking away women's reproductive health care rights. That's the bottom line. What he's talking about when he's termed religious liberty is state-sanctioned bigotry in the name of religion, which he is good with. He doesn't like them. So he believes it should be okay to discriminate against them and treat them like shit. He has a definite hostility, as Scalia did, against gay people. Shouldn't be hearing a court case. He should recuse, but, you know, on the Supreme Court, they don't have to recuse, so they almost never do. That should be. The Supreme Court has been stacked with judges who are as bad as when the New Deal. And that was pretty bad. They tried to destroy the New Deal, ultimately failed. Well, we're in that same place again, and they've stacked the courts with not just extremist judges who've been given lifetime positions, but judges who were profoundly unqualified, and they continue to do that to this day. They just put in a new judge. She has 2 days of trial experience. She's getting a lifetime position. She's only 33 years old. She graduated law school in 2012, and she hasn't really practiced much law. The ABA says she's not qualified, and she isn't. She has not tried a case, civil or criminal, as lead or co-counsel. Her name is Catherine Kimball Mizell, and she really has no place sitting on a higher court. She doesn't have the experience. She doesn't have the knowledge she should not have. But she's been given a lifetime position. And the only reason is because she's an extremist. And the fact she has a husband who has close ties to Mrs. Stephen Miller in the Department of Homeland Security is where her husband works. And she's got more experience as a clerk than she does as an actual lawyer. And alone, an awful lot of people under Mitch McConnell who have very little experience, and the ABA has judged unqualified. Those people are now sitting there with time positions. We are going to have to do something about our judiciary, because right in the courts and in the Supreme Court, they want to turn back the clock. They want to eliminate all of the progressive legislation of the last 100 years. So that is a thing, because the big stuff that is going before the Supreme Court almost got an abortion case in, not surprisingly, Alabama, where they would really, really love to eliminate abortions, a very hostile state for women's rights, and a pretty hostile state in general. Now, the anti-abortion side law appealed it to the Alabama Supreme Court, and they refused to hear the appeal. But the Supreme Court is not based on wanting to protect a woman's right to choose. It's just based on a technicality. So, and the whole story is still not good. So what you have is a guy named Ryan Magers, and his girlfriend at the time got pregnant, and she got an abortion. He didn't like that. So he sued the abortion clinic for providing her the pills to end her pregnancy. He sued the manufacturer of those pills for making them in the first place. This lawsuit shouldn't have gone anywhere at all, but it's Alabama, so it went a little ways. And the way that it went is that this, for the very first time, that has someone, an executive of an estate or a representative of an estate, for a fetus that has been terminated. I argue that the law, which has been passed on personhood in Alabama, applies here, but that can't go into effect until the Supreme Court rules that abortion is not constitutionally protected. Now, the second they do that, it becomes illegal, very, very illegal in Alabama. So, not good news that a probate court has done this, but they've done it. There in Alabama was all gung-ho to overturn rights, that's what they want to do, but they overturned his petition because it wasn't properly filled out. It wasn't done in the right format. Given a better case, Alabama Supreme Court would be more than likely to give this up and pass it up to the Supreme Court, where it would be used to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm pretty convinced that this court is going to do anything in its power to overturn Roe v. Wade, and I can't imagine the chaos that will result from that, and the misery for women, and the men of them. For me, this election was horrifically disappointing. Yes, clearly Joe Biden won, but that so many people voted for so many extreme candidates, and that so many people voted for, it's just unfathomable to me. What kind of a human being do you have to be to do that? But America, almost of us, seem to be, when it comes to political matters, out of our fucking minds. We're crazy. I don't remember, 70-some million people voted for the craziest, least qualified, most violent, most incompetent president in our nation's history, and they voted for him enthusiastically. They marched and cheered, and they also elected a number of representatives who support the most insane, tied to the president, religiously affiliated cult as QAnon. It's crazy. We've talked about how crazy it is. It's really, really crazy. Tito Ortiz, who's a mixed martial arts fighter who has clearly gotten hit in the head a number of times, he was elected to the Huntington Beach City Council here in California. Unfucking believable. Then you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. She won in Georgia. She's the first QAnon supporter to win a U.S. House seat, and she is nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, these people really believe that the Democrats are part of a child rape and murdering syndicate that milks them to get a drug. They, I don't know, get high. I mean, it's just so crazy that anyone could believe this utter nonsense. Another elected QAnon is Republican Madison Cawthorn. This guy is quite the piece of work. He's heading to Congress. He'll be the youngest member elected in modern U.S. history. He's 25 years old. And yes, of course, there are several women who complain about his sexually aggressive behavior. Likely there were women there, They're also teenagers. And he's forcibly kissed them, grabbed one woman on the thigh, moved his hand underneath her dress. None of it was consensual or appropriate.